ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानातिनिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदमायं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीकृतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपां सग्रजातं सगना रघुनाथाम्बिकं तं सजीवम् सद्वैतं सर्वदूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदं सहगना ललिता सीदृशकान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते। तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गे राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरे विषभानुसुते देवे प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशङ्कर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So we continue reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, third chapter, Karma Yoga, text 21. Yad yad acharati shrestas, tat tat evetaro jana, sayat pramanam kurute, लोकस्तद् अनुवर्तते। यद् यद् आचरति श्रेष्ठः तत् तत् एवेतरो जनाः स यत् प्रमाणं कुरुते लोकस्तद् अनुवर्तते। यद् यद् आचरति श्रेष्ठः तत् तत् एवेतरो जनाः स यत् प्रमाणं कुरुते लोकस्तद् अनुवर्तते।
श्रेष्ठ तथा जना
pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate yajna charati shrestha tatat evetaro jana sayat pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate yat yat whatever acharati he does shrestaha a respectable leader that and that alone eva certainly itaraha common janaha person saha he yat whichever pramanam example kurute thus perform lokaha all the world that anuvartate follows in the footsteps. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues. Everybody please repeat. Whatever action a great man performs,
whatever action a great man performs,
common men follow.
Common men follow.
And whatever standards he sets,
whatever standards he sets,
by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
All the world pursues.
Purport. People in general always require a leader who can teach the public by practical behavior. A leader cannot teach the public to stop smoking if he himself smokes. Lord Chaitanya said that a teacher should behave properly before he begins teaching. One who teaches in that way is called Acharya, or the ideal teacher. Therefore, a teacher must follow the principles of Shastra, scripture, to teach the common men. The teacher cannot manufacture rules against the principles of revealed scriptures. The revealed scriptures like Manu Samhita and similar others are considered the standard books to be followed by human society. Thus, the leader's teaching should be based on the principles of such standard sastras. One who desires to improve himself must follow the standard rules as they are practiced by the great teachers. The Srimad Bhagavatam also affirms that one should follow in the footsteps of great devotees. And that is the way of progress and the path of spiritual realization. The king or the executive head of a state, the father and the school teacher, are all considered to be natural leaders of the innocent people in general. All such natural leaders have a great responsibility to their dependents. Therefore, they must be conversant with standard books of moral and spiritual codes. Yad yad acharati shrestas tattat evetaro jana sayat pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate. So there's a story. Once there was a mother whose son is so active cannot stop this boy from being so active, very hyper, so to speak. So he went to a vaidya, they went to a Kaviraj, a doctor, to find out the solution. And so the mother described what is the symptoms, what are the things that the son is doing. And specifically, the mother says that the boy likes sugar too much. So Kabira says, you come back after 1 week. I'll tell you the solution. So 1 week passed, and of course the boy is the same. He didn't change, still hyper because eating too much sugar. So they went back again to the Kaviraj, and finally Kaviraj says, I have a solution for you, that your boy should stop eating sugar. The mother was a little astonished. Oh, this is the solution for my boy. Why you did not tell last week when we came first? I said, well, because I'm eating sugar that time. So I cannot tell your son to stop eating sugar if I'm eating sugar also. Hmm? So the lesson here is that a person, especially who is in a position of leadership, whether he's a king or a spiritual master, a teacher or a parent, must set examples to their subjects. As explains here, a leader cannot teach the public to stop smoking if he himself smokes. So action speaks louder than words, so to speak. As Prabhupada says, do as I do, not do as I say. Of course, whatever Prabhupada say, he does, and whatever. It's like walk your talk, or talk your walk, right? And like nowadays, the leaders of our society, they're just good in talking. They studied in big universities like Harvard or Oxford or Princeton. So they're very well versed in public speaking. And they became presidents because they're good in convincing people. But by their actions though, there are sex mongers, they're drunkards. And so, what do you expect of the society? Unlike in the older days, or during the Vedic times, the kings, they are what you call the Rajarishis. They're saintly personalities, saintly kings, rishis. Raja, kings, and rishi means saintlies. Because they rule the kingdom according to religious principles. They themselves should set examples, being representative of the Supreme Lord. They know the Dharma, principles of religion, the ethics, the duties that one must perform. And he's responsible. He's not there to take advantage of the citizens. He's there actually to be sure that the citizens become more likely to become Krishna conscious or God conscious. Because the public in general are innocent. They don't know. They don't know what to do or what to do. So it is the duty of the kings, with the help of their ministers, with the brahmanas, to teach the people the proper way or standard. Even at least 5,000 years ago, if a son will die prematurely, the father will go to the king and ask the king, "You're responsible why my son died." It's not proper to see the son die in front of the eyes of the father. Usually it's the other way around. So something is wrong in your rulings. Now it's like during the reign of King Prithu, there's no calamities, there's no disease, and if you want to die, you die. If you don't want to die, then you will not die. This is how perfect their society is, because of the rulings of great rulers or kings like those personalities. They don't encumber any properties. Of course, they tax people just to be sure that there is some reserve in treasury in terms of calamity or some emergency. They take 1/4 of their property. No question asked. And people are willing to give because the rulers are ideal. They really know how to rule the kingdom. Of course, the kings are responsible also for the karma of the citizens, so to speak, that they take 1/6 of the karma. So people in general always require a leader who can teach the public by practical behavior. It says that the leader makes the people and the people makes the leader. You can have, if the leader is good, and even if the people are incompetent, so to speak, they become competent because of the leader. But if the people are competent and the leader is incompetent, that will make the things very bad. It will not work. It's better to have a leader who is very competent than by his example. Actually, he does not do the work. He leads the people. Leading means he shows them the direction. And a real leader, actually, he shows them how things get done. There's a difference between a manager and a leader. A manager, he wants to make things done. He wants to be sure that things get done. However, a leader, besides he wants to see things get done in the right direction, but he shows the way how to get things done. So things get done easily. And he doesn't force. This is one of the qualities of a leader. He doesn't force the subject. Actually, he inspires them. To the best of their capability, the way they are properly situated. It's like in Varnashram Dharma, each and every one of us has qualities, and according to our activities, we are situated in that position. So the leader knows how to engage everyone according to their propensities. And of course, Vaishnava is above this Varnashram Dharma, that the Vaishnava can be engaged in any or every situation accordingly. So the original Acharya, the one who teaches in that way according to example, means Acharya. And the original Acharya is none other than Lord Krishna. It is not that because he is God, he doesn't have to get up Mangalartik. He still has to get up. And during that Dwarka Leela, the queens, they will curse Brahma Muhurta. Because when the roosters, they will first make the sign of the dawn, then Lord Krishna himself will get up and be separated by, you know, the embraces of his queens, and he would do his morning duties, and this will break the intimacy between his queens and Lord Krishna, that they will cursed. And he would meditate, start meditation, his religious rituals, and he would meditate on himself. But Prabhupada says, of course, we should not follow in his footsteps in that way, that we meditate on ourselves because of our contaminated state. But when we become, actually, it is good to also meditate on who we are, that we are not this body, we're spirit souls. But not in a sense that meditate early in the morning on ourself. But we should meditate on the Supreme Lord, because that purifies everything, purifies our well-being. This verse actually was quoted in few places in the Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Because the ideal teacher also is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are many avatars who came to the material world. Avatar means one who descends from the spiritual world. And of course, they came to establish the principles of religion, to annihilate the demons and to protect his devotees. But it is only Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who came not to establish religion, not only that, but because in those days there's so many upasampradayas, but specifically to teach us the mood of worshipping Krishna and the mood of the gopis, and how to invoke within everyone's heart who would surrender to Krishna, that somehow, and also chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, that the pure loving devotional service in Braja mood, Braja Prem, will be established. So he is the acharya for that. He teaches by example. Lord Krishna himself came as a devotee to teach us the way, how by following the principles of sadhana bhakti as enjoined in the Shastra, that somehow will come eventually to the platform of Krishna praying, and further goes to the serving the Supreme Lord in the mood of the Brajabasis. So that is his main purpose why he came. He came in the mood of Srimati Radharani. How Srimati Radharani serves Lord Krishna in that mood, he showed us through his example that he, when he was a sannyasi, by his example, he was very strict. He doesn't even want to see a wooden doll made of a figure of a woman. And the woman, if they want to offer obeisances, they would offer so far. This is how strict he was as a sannyasi. And following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, as an ideal acharya also, even though he was merely 3 years old, when Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he one time brought some very, very nice ripened mangoes at home. And because as a young child, you know, when we were kids, when we see, you know, candies, you know, immediately we will take them and eat them. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he took a mango and start to eat them. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur reprimanded him and saying, "Oh, you are eating. We are not offered yet to Thakurji. What is this?" So he noted and he considered that he became a great offender. That later on in his life, when his disciples would offer him mangoes, he says, "No, I'm sorry, I am an offender, I cannot take." A three-year-old boy, oh, there is no sin practically, because he's completely innocent, don't know what's going on. But as an acharya, he considered that I have to set an example. But he would take mangoes, achar, unripe mangoes. But there's a big difference. Mango is mango, of course, but a ripe mango and unripe mango is a big difference. Ripened mango is succulent, very sweet. It's the king of fruits, right? Mango is the king of fruits. So just to set an example, because acharya means they follow the principles of the scriptures as enjoined by the sastra, the sadhus. Of course, the guru, sadhu, sastras, they all like in all parallel line. They don't deviate from each other. That whatever they reveal scriptures like Manu Samhita and other similar books regarding to conducts and etiquette, they follow them strictly, like the etched on the stone, etched line on the stone. You cannot erase it. Srila Prabhupada also, as an acharya, he follows strictly this. But due to place, time, and circumstances, sometimes he would change things to accommodate especially his Western boys and girls disciples. It's never in the history that a woman becomes a Brahmana. Prabhupada did it for preaching, because he never seen any disparity. He sees the disciples, boys and girls, as equal when it turns to engagement in devotional service. So he gave the women disciples as becoming Brahmana. And also he initiated many young disciples into sannyas. Usually sannyas is very prestigious, especially in India, that sannyas is only given to those who are in the fag end of their life, when they're like about to get out of this world. It's like, you know, when Prabhupada took sannyas, actually when there was one person who was like 70 years old, Muni Maharaj. 90 years old. So it's like, you know, that. But for preaching, Prabhupada, he's an acharya. He can do that. And usually, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur also says that if you don't chant 64 rounds, you're considered as fallen. Because in India, it's normal that you have time, you can chant 64 rounds. So in the beginning, he told his disciples, you have to chant 64 rounds. Then devotees were crying. They said, "Is this not possible, Swamiji?" That was in New York. "Okay, 32 rounds. And then the next day, "Swamiji, it's not possible. Okay, 16 rounds, no more, less. This is minimum." So as an acharya, he changed things according to time, place, and circumstances to accommodate. But he didn't manufacture this. This is not a concoction. This is an acharya. He can change things So that the main principle is so that devotional service can be easily practiced. Now we cannot say, oh, Prabhupada did that, so maybe there's an acharya more in the future will come, and then maybe 16 rounds is very difficult to chant. Maybe I'll change this to 4 rounds, and maybe only 2 regulative principles. Then I will have so many disciples. No, not possible to change this now. For the next 10,000 years, this is just the process that we have to follow. So they set the standards, but there, it is according to Shastra. And it is not by whimsical mind that they will make some kind of decision like this. Krishna, from within, will be given inspirations. Because Krishna, as a super soul, they have in contact. One who says this. This is the number one criteria of a leader. The number one criteria of a leader is that he must control his senses and mind. One cannot become a leader. How can you lead somebody if your mind is disturbed and your senses goes wild here and there? Not possible. Because you have to set an example. How can you set an example if you are unhappy? Because this is one of the criteria of a leader. He helps people to feel happy and secure. So if you are not secure because you are afraid of your position, you are not secure because of prestige, you don't want to get down from your position. Actually, a leader, he sees himself as a servant of everyone. A leader doesn't think that, yes, I am on the top, I am the all-in-all, so everyone must follow whatever I say. But he himself doesn't do anything. He's behind. The leader is always in the front. Unlike nowadays, the leaders are in their cubicle. The real leaders, actually, they are in the front. They're leading the people. They're not pushing the people from behind. They are inspiring people by him being in the front. So the criteria, which is like the number one according to Bhishma Dev, at the end of his life, being in the bed of arrows, he was instructing Yudhisthira Maharaj, who is going to be the next emperor. So he was telling him the ideal leader, how he should act, the principles of being a good leader. And he says that this is the number one criteria. You must control your senses and your mind must be peaceful. Only you can lead after that. And because the leader, he is in touch with the divine, according to Bhishma Dev, he's in touch with Supreme Personality of Godhead, that he is empowered. He becomes empowered, coming from the Supreme Lord. You can only give what you have. You cannot pretend to give something that you don't have. You can pretend to give something that you don't have, but it will not last and you will be exposed. It will not last for long. It's like a bottle show, or what do you call it? Show bottle, so to speak. Show bottle. It's like an actor that has makeup, you know, in front of camera. You look very beautiful, but you know, once you go home and you take off your makeup, it shows that you have so many wrinkles and you really look very, very old, and you're not like that. But a leader doesn't have to pretend. He doesn't have to to show others what he should be. He actually shows the way he is because he is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And a leader, according to Prithu Maharaj, has a deep love for people. He has a deep love. It's naturally he loves people because he wants people to be uplifted, to grow. It's not that I'm the only one who's going back to Godhead. You stay here. You just follow what I said because it's good for me, not for you. Mm-hmm. So a real natural leader, spiritual leader, we're talking about spiritual leader especially. But even material leader is there eventually is to help them also to be uplifted spiritually. Mm-hmm. So a spiritual leader is a natural lover of people. Natural lover because he wants them to grow spiritually by following the process through his example, by inspiring them, by giving them direction, by pointing them where to go. Mm-hmm. I'm going that way, this is how we should go. And this is the process how to get there. So if you follow it, you get benefit. If you don't, what can I do? But I still encourage you to do it. This is a leader. It says here, he keeps everyone engaged according to their propensities. That is a leader. He understands the way the physiological, or is that what he called it? Psychological, the mindset of a person. How he can be or she can be engaged according to one's propensities. So the king or the executive head of the state, the father, and the school teacher are all concerned to be natural leaders of the innocent people in general. It is their main duty is to teach them proper behavior, proper etiquette. Because whatever the subjects perform or act, it reflects the superiors. It reflects the superior. So Prabhupada says he taught us how to drink water without touching the glass. He taught us how to peel bananas, how to eat bananas with one hand. He taught us how to eat your right hand and clean yourself with your left hand. Especially in India, if they say, oh, this is Bhaktivinoda Swami's Sishya. They are not knowing what's the proper. So who is getting criticized? Is it the disciple or Prabhupada? Prabhupada. It's the person who's responsible to teach them the proper way how to conduct themselves. So all natural leaders have a great responsibility to their dependents. And it is natural that whatever the leaders or great men do, common men follows. But they have to be really like very, very example. Nowadays it's very rare to find ideal leaders. One must know what is an ideal or not ideal. Otherwise, it is only blind leading the blind. The tendency nowadays is that, I will elect someone who will fulfill my sense gratification. I don't care what is his background. I don't care whether he knows what to do or what not to do. But as long as he promised that he will satisfy my sense enjoyment, guaranteed. I want to be sure that he will win. Because in this way, I'll be happy. So-called happy. So nowadays, the leaders are like this. They're just interested in making money. In Africa, some of the poorest countries in the world, some of those leaders in those countries, they accumulated billions and billions of dollars. So how can you have billions and billions of dollars in your bank account And your country is the poorest in the world. It doesn't make sense. Huh? Just because you are the president or some, you know, country, and it's the poorest country in the world, but in a Swiss bank account, you have billions and billions of dollars. So where did this come from? They took it from the money of the people, from the capital, from the income of the people by taxing them unnecessarily, by taking bribes from different sectors or different non-government companies or organizations. This is how they do it. And they always promise, don't worry, I'll take care of you. But when my term is over, I'm sorry, you're on your own now. Most of them, they're just worried about their position. Their prestige is so much so that even they're already old. They're already like under a third term. In America, it's like that, right? You only have three terms. Two? Oh, sorry, because they want four terms. They want to be more. They want to have more. They want to go for third term still. It's not enough. It's not enough. They want to continue on, even though they're already aged, and they will promise others, especially nowadays in America, they have this Obamacare. Sorry, Obama. Trying to tell people how they can be taken care of by, you know, have a good health insurance. But no one can save them from death. That is the real insurance. Saving you from repeated cycle of birth and death. And it's only in the process of devotional service, and this is the real insurance. No more coming back, whether you got disease or not. So, it is not. They will spend billions of dollars just to go and try to conquer some other planets, thinking that, oh yes, when we reach there, oh, there's water here in Mars, oh, maybe we can go there. We can transfer half of the population here in planet Earth and go over there. But I've seen a video of NASA. It's amazing how they spend billions of dollars for nothing. Okay, it's a big rocket in the beginning. So huge rocket. This is like they launch somewhere in the desert. And then, a little bit, few minutes, some of the rocket's parts, they disentangle themselves. Then, you know, it becomes small. And then some few seconds again, some of these parts of the rockets, they get disintegrated. And then when it reaches Mars, it's just like a small lump of, you know, like a small vehicle, and just trying to see what's there. And that's billions of dollars for research. Try to find out. These are the leaders. They're showing us that yes, there is hope. We can get out of this real miserable earthly planet and live in the heavenly planets, where life will be longer and we can enjoy better. It doesn't work. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punar Avartino Arjuna. Wherever you go, down from the lowest planetary system, down from the smallest insect up to Lord Brahma's Brahma Loka, there's repeated cycle birth and death. You cannot escape this. So innocent people, they don't know what's going on because they have to be educated. This is the mission of the movement, our society, is to educate people. To educate people about the science of self-realization. Actually, everyone, every members of the Hare Krishna movement should be an ideal person, an ideal leader, leading the whole population in getting out of this miserable condition of life. This is the purpose. That's why we are here. We need to be educated by studying Srila Prabhupada's books, by being convinced about this process, and thereby share them with others. So everyone actually should be an acharya. Whether you're a parent or a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, or sannyas, everyone should be an ideal teacher, following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we'll stop here. Any questions, or anyone like to have comments?